Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, "Bekoitz ashetinokev lichlal." If you have a thorn that you find there, it's only a trefa, it goes into the cavity of the body. Rashi says, "Av legia lichlal yeshloch Hashem nikvo adakin v'vdika iyeshem of neishen nekev dak nikavim." You find the coat, you find the thorn stuck into the animal, so if it goes into the cavity of the body, then we have to be cheres a treifa, that for sure maybe hit the dakin and made a treifa there. What about bedrusa? Let's say we know that an animal attacked it, then mishiyadim bosa kenega b'nei mayin. What's called a treifa? Only if the meat turned red, because the poison that went into it turned red, and that makes it into a treifa. It has to be the boss around the Bnei Mayan near the intestines. Razvid Masniyachim Zid learn like this, that Bedrusa Mishiyadim Bosa Kenega Bnei Mayan Echlami. By Bedrusa, it's only a trefa if the meat around the Bnei Mayan became red. Bisimonim, Rashi says, Dorsa Bisimonim, let's say the lion attacked the animal by its simona, by its throat. Achiyadimu Simonim Atzmon. Then it's not enough the boss around it, but you have to see some redness on the simonim itself. That's called the treifa. Omer Papi. Papi says like this. Boy Rav Beva Rabbayo. Beva Rabbayo asked a question like this. Veshet nekuvosvei b'mashu. We know that's the look we had before. That the veshet, the food pipe, any small neck of any small hole that's found in the food pipe, makes it for treifa. Terusosvei b'mashu. You say, what's going to be if an animal is duris by its veshet? How much red does it have to be there? Who had in kono nukavosa kono? If you have the windpipe, that's nukavosa. It has a neck that's missing. It's big iser. It has to be the width of a coin called the iser. Now, the same shalu drusosa bikama. Let's say an animal is dora, so then it turns red a little bit on the kono. How much of it has to turn red to make it into trefa? So boss of the boy, yes, the shalu. Hold the posture, then he said the answer. That echad zev, yechad zev, a mashru. In both places is enough to have a mashru. Even though by a corner you have to have a psuka, roiv, or the nukavosa bekisa, here it's enough for a mashru. My time, what's the reason? Zire mikla kolaviyazel. That this poison that goes in there, it'll burn through and through, and eventually it'll come bigger and bigger. So if even a small amount of poison is there now, makes it red, that makes it into a trefa. Now Yosef Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Martha, Kaimid Rav Nachman, in front of Rav Nachman, the Yosef will come, they're sitting in front of this, Drusa Shomru, that we said there's a trefa of Drusa, when an animal attacks it, Tzricha B'dika K'nege B'nei Mayim. We said before, that in order to make it kosher still, you have to check it out to make sure all along the B'nei Mayim, there's no red spots there. If there's no red spots there, then we said they're not give off the Yeres, and therefore spoke Shera. Now, Omulei Rav Nachman said back, Kolakim, like he said, Lashon Shua, like, Mori Bo Rav Mikipo, V'yad Atmo, he says that Rav passing like this, that Mori Bo Rav, that they have to check out more, not just Tam Kinege Bnei Mayim, they have to check out Mikapo V'yad Atmo. And from all the way up until the hips, you have to check out. So more explains now, my kappa, what does it mean to say kappa? Let me, if you want to tell me, kappa diyad, it means by the hand. And Rashi says that means shel yad, tahainu etzem rechovo, shel kosa, by the shoulder, the thick bone of the shoulder. That's what kappa, means of the yad. And if so, for more question, hainu kenege b'nei mayin, if so, that's mamish the place, as same as b'nei mayin, that's where the intestines are. So what do you be mechadish? Ela rather, it means to say is mikipa de moicha, means from the kappa of the moicha of the brains all the way up. It means like from the pana, the brains, until the hip. Says so he includes much more than just the b'nei mayin. Samar says, ki solak rav chir ba Yosef, when rav chir ba Yosef went up to Eretz Yisrael, ashkechilu le rav Yechon, he met rav Yechon for Resh Lakish, the Yasver, they're both sitting in the camera, they're saying like this, the drusa shomu tzricha b'dika. That's what he said, it was a drusa on an animal, that you have to check it out to make sure there's no red spots there. So, keneged b'nei mayin. You have to check it out, keneged the whole b'nei mayin by the intestine area. Omelus, he said back to him, olakim, like Lashon Shvua, that Mari Bar Rav, Rav Paskin, and said, no, you have to check out more. mikapo v'yad hatma. You have to check out from the kapo until the yatma. Like we said before, that means from the mocha, from the brains until the hips. Oh, malei Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said, manu rav, like, who is this rav? Who said we have to pass him like rav? Lo yadanel, I don't know him, I don't hold like him. But she says, mi uzer rav shem lefneinu kol sho, who's this rav that you say like him? So Rav Yechon said, like, don't you know who he is? Don't you remember him? It was Liyosa Talmud, Sheshimish is Rabbi Rabbo, Rabbi Chia. He was Mishamish that Talmud, like the Rabbi Rabbo, the great Rabbi, and Rabbi Chia. For the Kim, like Lashon Shvua, that Koloi Seshonim, all those years, Sheshimish Oysa Talmud Yeshiva, all the years of the Talmud, Rav was Mishamish Nishiva, he was able to sit down. I had to stand up because he was greater than me. Oman Govahu, like, and what was he so great? Govah Bakuloi, he was great in everything. He was a very big Talmud Chacham. Rashi B'mal Godol means Bakuloi, but Torah v'Chasidus. He was great both in Torah and Chasidus. So Miyad right away, Posach Resh Lakish V'yomar. Resh Lakish started to say like this. Baram Zohar Oysirish Batoiv. We should remember that person of Toiv. Shom Rishmu Mipiv. That we said over Shmu in his name, that Shmuta or Shruta Kshera. So the Shlokish, remember now that another halacha was said over in his name. What was this halacha? Was said over in his name that Shmuta or Shruta. Let's say we find the simon of the animal to be Shmuta, to be torn off from its place. And we also find it looks like a good Shrita was done to it. So the question is, what happened first? Was the first Shmuta, the Treifa, and its Psula? Or maybe no, first the Shechita happened as Kshera. So he says, Lacha was Kshera to Kashra Shechita. Why? We have right to say, Sheyefshele Shmuta Shetiyasa Shchuta Tziyefshe, that if the Simonim would have first been torn apart to make a good Shechita. In other words, it's not held in place, you can't cut it well. Therefore, it's a simon to say that Father the Shechita took place first, and then it was a Shmuta. Rabbi Yechon says, Yovi v'yakif, no, let's try it out. Rashi says means yichotchena b'makomach, cut it in another place and see how it cuts. Then if they look too alike, then we say it's a treifah. You see, you could cut it even after the shemuta, and if you cut it now but it doesn't look alike, then it's like a treifah. If it doesn't look alike, then it'll be kshera. Then we say this looks this way because it's after the shemuta. But before the Shmuta, the Shchit was done, when it's took Shaira, it's good. Omer Rav Nachman, Lo Yishonu Velosh Lo Yitofas B'Simonim. That's only a Shaila, for Shasi was Shechtin, he didn't hold on to the Simonim. Avo Tofas B'Simonim, if you know for sure the Shech was holding on to the Simonim, and he Shechtin, Efsa Lo Shmuta Shetiyas V'Shruta, then we say it's Treif, because then we have to be afraid that really it was Shmuta from before the Shchita. And since you're holding on to this simonim, it's possible to make a good shchita. So then it's efshel l'shmuta shetiyasa shchuta, then it'll be treif. Then the Mishnah ends off and says, there are klal. This is the klal, that anything that does not live is called a treifa. So Mara says, lasu yemai. What is it coming to include, this klal? So Mara says, lasu yashev shemaitato tevei yosef. It's coming to include the seven halachas that we had before in the beginning of the parak. There were seven more treifas that's coming to include those seven like Shmuas. Yes, Shev Shmaitata. Now the Gemara says, Teve Yosef Rishpa. Whereas Teve Yosef was a Rishpa, he was a hunter, Rashi says, and he used to kill the animals. Mocho Begidon Asher, he used to hit an animal by Tzkir Hanosha, the Katloi, and he would kill it. He would hit the sciatica nerve, and he would kill it. If so, Osla came with Rabbi Yudah ben Maseirah, they came in front of Yudah ben Maseirah. Omelu, v'chil hoisef al treifas yesh, like, do you want to add on to make more treifas, as if to say that the animal has a marker by its gira nosha to make it into a treifa? So he said, no, ein luchra l'mashamon ha-chachomim, you can't come to add on more, it's only what we have. And therefore, if you hit it by its gira nosha, it's not called a treifa. Rav Papa Bar Abba Rishpa, the hunter there, Mocha Bakula, he used to hit it. Mocha Bakula, sir, means he would hit it. He would hit it by its kidneys. Vakatlu, and they would die. So again, Osla came with Rav Abba, they came in front of Rav Abba, Omaluhu, Vichil Hoysa Bala Trefis, yes, you want it on to make more Trefis, and as you're saying, if you hit it by the kidneys, that also makes you into treifa. So he said back, no, ain't no chel mashma chachamim. We only have the yutches treifa, like it says in our Mishnah. So more is why. We see that we're hitting it here by the kidneys, hitting it by the gid anoshe taka dies. Some more says gemira. We have a kabbalah that the badrulu sam nachaya. If you would have spread over it some medicine, it would have healed up. So if it's not really called the treifa, that could have been healed up. But real treifas, you can't heal them up. Therefore, here this is worse. Therefore, regular treifas are treifas. But over here, since it could have been healed up, these things are not called treifas. Therefore, it's not included in the yutcha treifas. Therefore, even though the animal got hit, if you make a shchita, it'd still be ksheira. Now, the Mishnah says, v'yelu ksheiras b'behema, these are things that happen to the animal that are still kosher. Nikfor ha-gageras, let's say by the gageras, you only have a nekiv, that's all. A hole goes through it, and Rashi says, "Beloy chesar nisa." It's not missing the size of a kisser, therefore it's luksheira. Or shenistiko, or else it was nistiko means it was cracked. The length of it, not the width of it. So only psukas like a geras of the width makes a treifa, but along the length of it, there's no treifa. Now at kama techsa, how much has to be missing from the gageras to make it into a treifa? If you have a hole there that's missing part of it. So at kama techsar, Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer, ad kisur hatalki. It has to be until the size of this coin, an isur hatalki. And that we'll see in the Gemara where they hold ad biyad bichlal, or ad v'lo yad bichlal. Now, what's going to be nifcha soha gulgulis? Let's say part of the skull like broke off, but v'lenika prum shomayach, but the membrane covering over the brains, there's no neck, there's no hole in it. So the animals look shayra. Nikav halev, let's say a hole goes into the heart, but below lebeis chaloloi, but does not go into the cavity of the heart, so that's also stuk shera. Nishpura hashedra, let's say if the spine was broken, nishpura hashedra, but below nifsak hachuchalo, but the cord that goes along it was not cut, so it's stuk shera. Nitla hakov, let's say the liver was taken out of the animal. But for Nishtaim Hemenu Kezayas, it's still at least the Kezayas left of it, so it's also Stuk Sheira. Hamasa Sebeis HaKoisis, can these two parts of the stomach, they're attached one to another like? Shenikvu Zelater Zeh, there was a hole going from one to the other, the inside of it. It's also Ksheira, because they cover over nicely one another, they protect one another. Nitl HaTchol, let's say the spleen was taken out, or else Nitlu HaKloyis, let's say the kidneys was taken out, or else nitol lechi atachtoin, let's say the lower jawbone was taken out, or else nitlo ha'em shalom, let's say the womb of the animal was taken out. All these things, the animal is still kshera. Let's say the charusa, let's say the lungs, like were shriveled up, the animal became scared and it got hard. The charusa b'day shemayim, if it became hard because of an act that happened b'day shemayim, let's say because of lightning or thunder, the animal, his lungs shivered up, so still it's kshera. What's going to be hagluda? Let's say the animal was skinned. The skin was taken off the animal and still alive. Rabbi Meir Machsher, Meir says yes, the animal is still cautious on a treifa. The chachomim poison. The chachomim say no, it's possible. Chachomim hold that's a psul. It's a treifa. Now the Gemara says it may look like this. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Elu treifus dafka. The first Mishnah is dafka. It says elu treifus. That's the main diak, not the second Mishnah. For Rav Shimon ben Lakish shomer no elu ksheris dafka. Now Mishnah here says elu ksheris. This is the main diak. The Mor says the Maika Miflagi. What are they arguing in? The Maika Miflagi. Did the Rav Masna the arguing of Masna talocha? The Yomer of Masna of Masna says haibuko di atmo. That's the top of let's say I think the bone, the top of the hip bone that came out of its socket, haibuka diatma, the top of the hip bone that came out of its socket, the shaft miduch that came out of its socket, treifa. Rav Mas knows that's also called a treifa by an animal. That's the machlekes. Rav Yechanan says, elu treifas dafka, but it says in the first mission of those 18, those are the treifas, nothing more. Now, tona treifas, it says in the first Mishnah Treifas, V'tone zeh aklal. It also says zeh aklal, coming mashman to include more than just what it says. If so, v'chazio l'derev masno v'yasio b'zeh aklal. If so, we see now that a master's halacha comes with the zeh aklal, that that's also called a treifa. My time, what's the reason why? The dam yulinatula, it's doima to something that is missing, something that's taken off, that should also be called a treifa. If so, tona elu treifas, the Mishnah starts off and says, no, elu treifas, as if to say, hanu hu the treifa, only these first 18, those are treifas. But hod the Rav Masna k'sheira, but Rav Masna's halacha with the hip bone just comes out of its socket, that's still k'sheira. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. That's what Rabbi Yochanan makes a diik, the first Mishnah, Elu Treifus, that's the diik, only those are treifus, not more. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakishom, he says no. Elu k'sheira's dafka, the second Mishnah says over here, that's dafka, Elu k'sheira's is dafka. So like this, Tona Treifus, it says Treifus, for Tona Zeklau, and the first Mishnah also says ends off Zeklau. This is the general rule. You're coming to include more. The Chazilut Rav Masna. Now Rish Lakish saw Rav Masna Lo Yasim Zeklau. It's not included in the first Zeklau. My time. What's the reason? Because really Lav Lenekuve Dam. It's not really a Nekev. There's no real hole there. For Leil Levsuki Dam. It's not really cut in half. It's not really cut through. Well, the Tulin Amiladam, it's not Damus was taken out, it's gone. Because there really it's in there. It's just slipped out of its socket. Itself, in the first Mishnah, I would have thought to say, really it's Ksheira. Therefore, Tono Eluk Sheris, the next Mishnah says, no, Eluk Sheris, which means Hanu Hudik Sheris. Only what it says now, Mishnir Akosha. But hold the Rav Masna's case where the bone slips out of its socket, Treifa, that's called the Treifa. That's the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. How to make a diik from the first Mishnah to the second Mishnah? Is this a treifa enough? Gufa, what we just said before, Omer Rav Masna, Haibuka diyatmo, you have this hip bone that came out of place. Tishaf miduch the treifa. The Rav Omer Ksheva, Rav says, no, it's still kosher. That's not called a treifa yet. Now, the ifsut nive treifa. But even more than just some slipping out of its socket, but even came further down to the nive, then really it's a treifa. Rashi says nive, that's gid shebereisha, that's like the gid, the vein that's on top of the bone, shemechuba bechur v'kotnu miyod, is very small. So if even that slipped out of place, then even Rava would agree it's called a treifa. But the Gemara says that, but the hilchos of the locher is ifsik namikseru. No, even if the veins there, the ligaments there, were torn, it's still a ksheira. Until it starts to decay, starts to rot away, that's the simen of treifus. Rashi says, buka, that's the roish hakuya, it's the top of the thigh bone. Hamechuba b'chur etzem alya, that's attached to the bone there, by the socket there. Now this says in the Mishnah, ad kama techser, if you have a nekuva, if you have a chsorin in the veshet, how much has to be the gageris to make it into a treifa? Stam when the kuva doesn't make it, it's only psukas of a gageris. But let's say it's missing, then the shear is ad kiyisar hotalki, ad kama techsa. Samura says like this, Oma Ziri says, Osun loy mechamei, you that you never saw the size of this Yisr HaTalki, this Italian Yisr, if you never saw it, so what other size would you realize to know what the size is? You could do like this. Now you could get this measurement. It's the same measurement of this coin, the Kordian dinner. That's the same size. That's also Kepshite Zutrasa. It's like a small pshuta, it's like a small pruta. That's the size that the Mishnah means, ad kama techser. How much does it have to be missing to still make it into a treifa? And the Mor says, well, mishtachach, you find this coin, b'nei pshuta de pumpadisa. By the pshuta, by the pruta, the pumpadisa, that's where you find this coin. And the Mor says, omer Rebbe Chono pisuroi, Rebbe Chono pisuroi, he was a money exchanger. Pisuroi actually says means a money exchanger. He said like this, that Ilo minoi hevikoi banavcha, in front of me once saw banavcha came, and he asked from me
Dinra Kudaniya. He wanted to have this coin, his Dinra Kudaniya. Lishari Bay Traifus, he's not going to want to take it home to measure what's this, like the Mishnah says, that if you have an akuvra in the kona, that alachri is nekuvas dechisar, up until nisar is still kosher, more than as possible, so you want to be able to measure it, so you wanted this coin to take home to be able to measure it. Now, if so, uboilu make him a kamei. So now, Rav Chanan wants to stand up, but Tam Chokhan Banavcha, Rav Yechon and Kemini wants to stand up for him. V'loi Shav Keni, Rav Yechon Banavcha did not let me stand up. Omuli, rather, he said to me, Shev b'ni Shev, sit, stay sit. Ein Bali Umnius Rishoyim Lam of Nei Tam Chokhanim. A Bali Umnius, when you're at work, doing your business, doing your work, and now let us stand up to give cover to Tam Chokhan. Sakir Rav Chanan right now was hired to be a money exchanger, he was doing work. He said he has the right to stand up there. For the more is that true, because none we learned. Called Bali Umniyois Aimdim Ifnayim. When the people used to come to Shlaim to bring the Bikurim, so all the working people stand up for them. For the Sherlim Bishlaimim, they would ask Shalom Aleichem. For Yermim, they would say to them, Achenu Anshe Mokim Pleini, for Yachem Lashom, come in peace. To see, you're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to them. You're allowed to give you stop your work and say Shalom. Some Reb Yechnon, Bifnayim Aimdim, you can stand up in front of them. But if in front of Tamich Chacham, not. They're different. The people that were bringing Bikurim, they had a special halacha. In front of them, you're allowed to stand up, but not in front of a Tamich Chacham. And Rashi says the reason is, Lechabdon, if you want to give them special cover, these people that brought Bikurim, that they should come again next year. So this thing more says now, Omer Reb Yosi Bar Avin, Bo Urei, come and see. Kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, how choshev it is the mitzvah's right time. Shrei mipneyim oimdim. When these people now are bringing the bikurim at its time, we're supposed to stand up for them. But mipnei tamid chachamim ein oimdim. But in front of a talmid chacham, you don't stand up when you're doing your work. So you see, about that doing a mitzvah right now, b'shaita, b'smanas, chaviva, sa mitzvah, for that you let us stand up. Smurah says back, so me, my, what's the proof? Maybe there's another reason why he's supposed to stand up in front of these people bringing Bikurim now. Like, we don't want to be Makshu them next year. We want them to be able to come and still bring a Bikurim next year, so we want to make it nice for them. Maybe that's the reason why. But Kopon is a special halacha in front of the Mevi and Bikurim. You let us stand up when you're doing your work, but not in front of a Talmid Chacham. Now, Omer Rav Nachman says, Kisela. Whenever you had the loch of a cello, but you could trefa, let's say by the shedra before, if it's missing kisela. So it's a trefa, he says it's kiyesim kisela. When it says ad kisela, if it comes the shear of a cello, that's also a trefa. You don't have to have more than a cello. Whereas when it says ad kisela, it means ad v'loyad bechlal, not including the cello. The cello already is the b'hayah shear. The same thing kisela, that we just had now here. By the nekev in the corner. So you have a small nekev in the corner, doesn't make it a trefa. The Mishnah's ad kisser, up until the size of an ister, it's not a trefa. What's going to be if you have the size of a kisser? Is that kosher a trefa? The Nachman says yes, that the size of an ister is considered kiyesa mi kisser. It's considered more than an ister. Alma, what do we see? That Ksavra Nachman holds ad v'loyad bechlal. That ad and not ad bechlal. When the Mishnah says ad ki isser means up until that shear is still called kosher. But once the hole gets to the size of a ki isser, gets to the size of that coin, that already makes it for trefa. The other way to say no is ad viyad bichlal, up until that and including that shear also. Only more than that makes it into trefa. So Nachum Lechur is going now lechumra, and he's saying by shurim over here, we say ad up until that shear, but below yad bichlal, that shear is not included in the heta. And this Gemara yes, is that true ace for Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav yes, question to Rav Nachman. It says Allah in Mishnah Kalim, Chevel ha-yotzeh min ha-mita. If you have a string coming out from a bed, you already wove a bed, so the bed is called a kliyat mekabel tumah. What about the string that comes out of it? So it depends. Ad chamisha tfachim tor. The string is only 5 tfachim long, not longer. It has no use for it. And therefore it's not called a kli by itself, and therefore it's tor, it's not makabel tumah. Rashi says, the kotenu He can't use it for anything. Therefore, it's not called part of the mitah, and even if the mitah, the bed, became tamei, this string is tor. So only up until 5 tefachim. So maila doesn't mean to say chamisha kilamato, that if it's 5 tefachim long, it'll also be tor. So and the mashma ad v'lo ad v'yad v'chlal. So Nachum says back, no, loy chamisha kilamalo, that if it's already 5 tefachim long, and achmami, then it would be mekabel tuma. Then it has locha from 5 to 10. Ad 5 means only until 5, but not including 5. But if it's more than 5 tefachim and achnami, then the string means something, it could be used, therefore still called part of the mitah b'mekabel tuma. Tarshma coming here, it says, mehei v'yad asar, if the string, which is extended, sticking out from the bed, after you roll the bed, if it's from 5 tefachim until 10 tefachim, then tamei, yes, then it's a dover choshev, and therefore it's still mekabel tuma. The Rashi brings down what the Mishnah says there, that this string they used to use, let's say, by Korm Pesach to tie the Pesach to the bed. So if you have a string more than 5 tefachim or till 10, it could be used. Therefore, it's like part of the bed, still be mekabel tuma. But it says, Mehevi at Asar Tumah, my love doesn't mean to say Asar Klamata, that if it has 10 tefachim long, it still would be mekabel tuma. You see, Ad V'yad V'chlal, it's Klamata, it's like the bottom shear. So it says, look, it's not the Pshad, it could be Asar Klamala. That if it's 10 tefachim, it's also already klamala, that's not mekabel tumah anymore. Much more than 10 tefachim, then it's not mekabel tumah anymore. That's not bechlal, called part of the bed anymore. So Kritz is not a kasin of Nachman. Toshma come near, it says, Hadak in Shabbat Kli Cheres. We have a small Kli Cheres. Yes, when it was first big, it wasn't that big, but it was soon seen later, depending upon how big the Kli is. How much liquid it could take when it was whole. Now that the kli broke into pieces, each piece, if it could still take a small amount of liquid, it still be mekabel tumah. So hadak and shavu kli cheres, you start out with a small kli cheres, that even when it was whole, when it was complete, it didn't hold that much liquid. And now it broke the lochas hain, the karkiyoseim, its bottom of it, but after the same, the sides of it, yoshvin shaloi misumachim. If they could stand by themselves, they could be used by themselves, the only anything to hold it up. Just even though it broke into pieces now, each piece could still be used. There the shear is shiurim bechtei sichas cotton. If it's big enough now, each small piece to hold enough oil that you anoint the small cotton, that's enough to still be mekabel tumah. Now, what's called the small kli at the beginning? It means the yad lug. That the kli at the beginning, when it was complete, it can't hold more than a lug. Because if it can hold more than a lug, then the broken pieces have to hold more. But if the piece at the beginning, when it was complete, could only hold until a lug, that small kli cheres, now that it breaks, each piece, as long as it's big enough, could hold enough oil to anoint the cut in, that's enough to make a, to have a, give it a shem kli, it's still mekabel tumah. So the question is, my lav lug kilamata, so that it was able to hold the size of a lug, it still has this shear. You see, when it says ad the lug, it means ad v'yad the chlal. So when it says lug, it's not the pshat. It could be because of Nachman, lug kilamalo. If this kli cheres at the beginning was big enough to hold the exact amount of a lug, that has the biggest shear in the chanami. Then taka wouldn't be mekabel tumah. Then the small pieces would not be mekabel tumah unless they could receive more than a sichas katan. Well, soon see the next shear is pervious. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.